Let's commit some crimes.
Welcome back to episode 3 of Reckless Endangerment. How are you doing today, Brian?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Jackson?
I'm doing pretty good. Excited for episode 3.
Yeah, I'm glad to be not sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So, where were you the last podcast?
The last podcast? What day was that?
That was last Wednesday, yeah.
Last Wednesday. I think I was at theater, and then I had something to do afterwards. But I left early, and I could have been here, which is unfortunate. I didn't see your text messages saying that we were filming, and then I did, and it was already too late.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I don't know if you listened to the last one, but out of nowhere, one of my friends actually came by.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting him to come by. I also didn't expect the podcast to go as long as it did. It was a good podcast. I think that we needed to make it shorter, though. It was a 50-minute podcast. I don't know if people are listening to the whole thing. I hope they are. Hope we can keep them entertained for that long. That would be nice.
That would be nice, but you know what? I'll take 6 minutes. Anything less than that is unacceptable.
Unacceptable. If you don't listen to at least 6 minutes of this podcast, we're not friends anymore. Even if we didn't know each other, we're never going to be friends.
In fact, my friends only listen to all of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just had who's listening to it? Which friends?
I don't know. I mean, should we say names? I don't want to say people's names.
We can just shout people out.
Yeah, but
we can also call people out who aren't listening to the whole thing.
Oh, yeah? Just, everyone at Lindbergh? Oh, no, we let out our location.
Oh, shit.
Bleep that out.
I'll
bleep it out in post.
I'll try my best.
No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Anyone who wants to come attack me can attack me.
We've got swords.
Yeah, we do. Let that be known.
But we have multiple swords.
Yeah.
Come at us, motherfuckers.
So what's on the agenda today?
I wanted to... Let's talk about Christmas.
Let's talk about Christmas.
Or holiday, whatever. Whatever you celebrate, it's okay. I don't care what you celebrate. I'll be friends with anybody.
I celebrate Hanukkah and Christmas.
Do you really?
Yes.
Why?
I think Hanukkah gets a bad rep.
That's not a bad. I wasn't asking why because it's a bad.
Oh thing. No. Not. I didn't even take it like that.
Oh,
no. It's just like I feel like Hanukkah is kind of super cool just because get people a ton of small gifts instead of going all out on three big gifts or one big gift.
Is your family who celebrates Hanukkah again? That's
oh no, I don't. I'm not Jewish at all.
I thought it was Jewish, but I just wanted to make sure before I just called
it's,
out. People.
It's just something that I like. Me and my sister did.
Oh, that's
but
cool.
It's just for fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but it's all in good taste.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Christmas and small gifts, I got you something.
Oh, well, what a coincidence, because I got you something.
No way.
Yes. Here's yours.
Oh, wow, a cup with an E on it?
Oh, wow, a mug with an R on it.
Wow, what does that mean?
I don't know. This is my second initial. Is that your second initial?
No, maybe
four. Oh,
Reckless Endangerment.
Yes, I put it together eventually. That's why I kept screaming. Sorry for headphone users.
Buckets.
Probably aren't any headphone users.
Oh shit, I made it. That was pretty cool.
Wow. So, did I make it?
Yeah, it's just... No. Sounds like it.
I don't think I made it. Oh, wow.
Wow, I'm prepared for... You...
He just poured some Gatorade in his mug and didn't pour any in mine.
But you have your water.
Oh, dude, I thought you just had one of these cups filled. I didn't realize. He's got 12, let me count them, 18 Coca-Cola cups.
Well, that was some fast counting, holy crap.
Yeah, my dad's a math teacher.
So oh, yeah, kind I forgot
of,
about that.
A little bit of it runs off, you know?
Yes.
I try.
Yeah. So, you said you're part of theater?
Yeah. I'm a stage manager.
Ooh.
Basically, what I do is I just make sure that everyone is doing what they're supposed to be doing and that nothing, no shenanigans are happening.
Yeah.
Or just like kind of like delegate some administrative work down to me so that like people aren't bugging the teachers the whole time.
Does that work out pretty well, or do people still mess around?
Yeah, I enjoy it a lot. That's good. It works out pretty well. I think everyone just like there's a really good community there.
Yeah, so I think
everyone's just kind of trying to create something cool.
Awesome.
And do it with like cool people.
Excuse me.
Okay. At least I'm not coughing all the time. Yeah. Like last time.
It's okay. It wasn't as much as I think you thought it was.
I mean, it was like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah. It's okay. I made up for it and coughed in the last one, so it just kind of stuck with her.
Did you say Fortnite cough?
No. What? I kept up with the coughing.
Oh, I see.
And I coughed a lot in the last one. It was really annoying, and I don't know why I did it, but I thought it would be funny, and it just wasn't.
Did you get sick from me?
No, I just had a little tickle in my throat, and then I exaggerated all the coughing.
Oh, I see. It was a bit of a bit.
Yeah, it was a bit of a bit that wasn't funny at all. Mm-hmm. But that's okay.
Well, yeah, you win some, you lose some. Yeah,
I think Josh thought it was funny, so that's all that matters. Mm-hmm. I was sad that you couldn't be there for the Josh one. That's okay. We had Mara fill in for you, and she had some pretty intriguing questions.
Really? Because everyone I talked to said they hate Mara.
Really?
Yes, everyone. Everyone's like, what? Mara?
That's Mara, if you listen to this, everyone hates you.
Don't say that about Mara.
I'm sorry, Mara.
Mara, you're a pretty cool gal.
You have nice purple hair.
I'm glad we're friends.
Me too.
Oh, wait. Weren't we not supposed to say people's names? At least we didn't say her last name.
Well, she
at
was
least
on the...
at... Oh, she was. Yeah, she was so, on the show. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I was kind of... Good thing we saved that. Good thing, like, we didn't blurt out anyone's names who didn't want to be on here.
Yeah.
That would not be good.
We can talk to people, see if they're okay with that.
Yeah, so, should I do my thing?
Yeah, we got a special minute of science!
It's Brian Science Minute!
Let's
go! It's actually, I'm kind of, flip-flopping between science, Brian Science Minute, and Brian Science Corner.
I like Science Corner.
But, Corner's already taken by someone who's near and dear to my heart.
Oh, yeah?
So, they've already got their own corner.
Well, you can have a different corner. There's, in a box, there's 4 corners, so...
Yeah, but... I kind of thought of Minute before, and I think I mentioned Minute last time, so I'm just gonna stick with Minute.
Go for it.
So, basically, what this is gonna be is, I'm just gonna... Every single time I'm here, I'm just gonna... summarize a little science discovery, hopefully a recent one. I'm pretty sure all of these are peer reviewed. I won't say any that aren't peer reviewed because that would just be kind of misleading.
Yeah.
I was gonna read one about plants that scream. Apparently, a study showed that they let off little like ultrasonic waves that are like 100 kilohertz, like less than 100. Kilohertz, and theoretically it can be heard by other like smaller creatures. So it kind of disproves not eating meat, because
plants are alive.
So if you're not gonna eat one, you can't eat the other,
so just starve.
Yes, that's or drink water
or drink well that doesn't satisfy your stomach needs.
Maybe not for you.
Do you just water? Brian, you heard it here first. Well, Brian doesn't eat anything. He just drinks water. Maybe some ice.
I hope everyone enjoyed that. All right, so I'll just kind of get started. I feel like we've already talked through my entire minute.
Yeah, that's okay. You were just kind of leading up to it.
Yeah, no, that was just to clarify that study was not peer-reviewed. So I know I mentioned that earlier, but... could not be true. So basically, the article that I have chosen is about pig monkey chimeras. They just created some in China. If you don't know what a chimera is, it's a not a mythical creature, but pretty close. It's a combination of 2 different animals. Thank you for pouring my cup into my mug. Thank you. They did it in China. People have already, back in 2017, it's kind of crazy. I remember when, like, that study came out, and that was kind of insane.
I don't. I probably heard about it, but I just don't remember it.
Yeah, no, but anyway, so, back in 2017, they, put stem cells of humans into pigs, and then those eventually grew, and some of the pigs retained those cells, and the other ones just were normal pigs.
Yeah.
But back in 2017, it was like 1 in 1,000 cells, or, let me just clarify. It was, yeah, for every one human cell, there were 100,000 pig cells. That is not much at all.
That's not much, no.
But in this most recent, not discovery, because we knew we could do it, but we just did it much more. In this most recent discovery, we have gotten it to 1% of, so 1 in every 100, for 99 pig cells, there was one monkey cell.
Okay.
Which is pretty impressive, because this is, a big leap. There's definitely some ethical questions, like, are these, humans? Because they're part human.
Well, does that mean we're not allowed to eat these certain pigs?
Well, we wouldn't be eating them. We would be growing their organs and then harvesting them so that, I don't want to say actual humans, because I don't know, so that, humans could use these.
Well, I mean, right now, aren't they working on, 3D printed organs right now? Is that true? Or am I wrong in that?
I don't know if we can, grow biological tissue on our own.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's probably on the way.
Yeah,
I feel like we can just, I think, don't quote me on this, but I think we've been able to grow just, a mass of flesh.
Okay.
But not actual organ, tissue.
Okay.
That can be useful.
For beating, for hearts and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. That's cool. Mm-hmm. I dig that.
Yeah, so that was my science minute.
Science, 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
We don't need to be exact. but yeah, tune in next... When's the next episode coming out? When's this episode coming out?
This one will be coming out tonight.
Tune in to the next episode.
I have to take our picture.
And then...
Your picture.
I'll have something else prepared, hopefully. Maybe. You'll have to find out.
Sorry for that noise on the thing. That's okay.
It's better than the coughing.
Yeah. And better than... the clipping that we had in the beginning of the last episode, where I just screamed, where three of us just screamed into a mic, and then it was just kind of like...
Oh, your guys' episode, yeah.
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 I think I fixed most of it, but it's just kind of a little loud in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It took me, an extra 2 hours to try and figure it out, because I had to watch a bunch of videos.
How's the editing going?
It's good. Obviously haven't posted any of the YouTube videos yet, but hopefully those will be up today, too.
Mm-hmm. I definitely want to, check out the process.
Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot of... I don't put a lot of editing into the sounds, because I just put it in there raw, just like us talking.
I definitely am going to create a Brian's Science Minute jingle.
I was going to see if you want to do that, yeah.
Definitely going to do that. Definitely going to have my own vocals. Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool.
I think we should also write a jingle for the beginning. Just... not like us singing, but it's like a little doo-doo-doo-doo, and then it's let's commit some crimes, and then just goes right into our show.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, I think, well, that's pretty good, because I think we can't just have a jingle in the middle and not in the beginning.
Yeah. And then hopefully we can get more jingles in there by sponsors. But I'm not begging for sponsors, I'm just saying.
I'm begging for sponsors.
Yeah. I put on sponsors on our last podcast. I forgot to turn it on ours just because I didn't know how to. I didn't know what it would do for us. But now, if a sponsor wants to sponsor us, it'll just get put in the beginning of our podcast.
Hell yes. Hell yes.
And for every listen we get, they will...
And we shouldn't get into the finances, you know?
No, I'm not going to say exact amount. I'm just saying, like, we'll get something, hopefully. Even if it's just, like little trinkets or something, that would be cool.
Yeah. Because this really, like, isn't about the finances, I think.
No, this is... I'm just having fun.
I just want to, like, create something cool.
Yeah. So, Film Club. Film Fest.
Oh, my gosh. Very excited.
Yes.
Very excited. Some new amazing things coming to Film Club. Film Club is a filmmaking club we are both in. Cool. We're just trying to create some films.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of one project and a kind of a smaller project. It's really, that one's really just for fun.
Yeah. Which one is the one we're heading strong right now? We're heading strong with the background, right?
Yeah, we've got background, and then the other one I have titled as The Life of Sun. It's pretty small. It's just a little bit of just some practice, just to get going.
Yeah.
But yeah, Film Fest is gonna be we don't have a set date yet. I'm also running Film Fest, but Film Fest is going to be either late March or early to mid April.
That'll be fun. I'm excited to go see all those films because I actually only first heard of Film Fest last year. I didn't know there was actually a Film Fest that we had.
Yeah.
Until I
want to do a lot of advertising for it so that everyone. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. No, I just want people to make cool things.
Yeah, that's what I'm...
enjoy themselves.
There's plenty of people that are out there that I know at our school that are super creative and want to make things, but they don't have, an outlet to put it onto. Like, they don't want to put it onto YouTube, because then, everybody can see it. They just want to, some people just want to put small things out there just because they want to make it. At least some people I've talked to. Obviously, not going to name names, but if you're listening, maybe you know who you are. Probably not. But hopefully you want to enter this film fest and make it something awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely hard because not everyone has the resources for it.
Yeah.
And even if your family has the money, maybe they don't see the point of buying it or it's really just there's a lot of things that can come in the way and it really sucks because I feel like everyone should have a cool creative outlet.
Yeah.
Like filmmaking.
Yeah. Why are you just stroking the mic?
I really like the stand.
Right?
It's
nice.
Really nice. I like the weight of it. I like how it's kind of cold.
Yeah, I don't know. Can you see? Yeah, you can see right there. But just so you know, when you tapped it, it went thun, 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 into the mic.
Oh, yeah, like this?
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah.
nice clipping action.
Sorry, headphone users. I'm probably going to say that a lot.
Yeah. Hang on, I'm going to research other... We have a bunch of emails from Anchor. Every time that that is put out into a new spot, Spotify, Anchor, Google Music, it's not on iTunes yet. I'm hoping that it'll be on iTunes soon, but I think they have to have a lot of checking for that.
Mm-hmm.
Your voice has been fine the whole time, just so you know.
Yeah, I'm just checking the time. Yeah. I just want to not keep things brief, because obviously we shouldn't let it affect the flow of conversation.
If we're in the middle of a conversation, I'm obviously not going to cut it, but if we have a dull, then we'll probably cut it, and then if we wanted to, we can make another one, and then just have two back, have one as a backup, you know?
Yeah, and also I feel like my problem with podcasts is that they're not always accessible.
Yeah, that's why we're trying to put these out into as many places. Yeah. That's what you mean, right?
Yeah, well, not only that, but usually people listen to podcasts while they're doing something else, because who realistically has an hour
to
just sit down and listen to something?
Sorry.
It just is not viable.
Yeah.
And none of the information is going to be retained because people are probably focusing on something else.
Yeah. What we're trying to do is something, just make something entertaining for you guys to listen to, even if you don't retain it, just for the moment you find it entertaining.
Yeah, well, also, I want I want people to retain.
Yeah, sorry.
The Science Minute.
The Science Minute, of course.
My Science Minute.
Okay, so here are some places you can find our podcast, just to let you know. We've got Breaker. It'll be on Radio Public.
What are those?
I don't know. They're just podcasting apps that are apparently big. I don't know. So there's Breaker, which is a podcasting app, Radio Public, Google Podcast, and Spotify, and then, of course, on Anchor, which is what we use to upload everything, and then that just gets shot out to all five of those places.
Is it on SoundCloud?
It's not on SoundCloud yet, and I'm going to see. I have, like, a new one every week. I had, like, two the first. I had two the first ones. I had Spotify and Google, and then I have, from their first episode, I've had two once a week. The ones come in.
We could upload it directly onto my profile.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
If you wanted to. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
Excuse me, guys.
Yeah, I don't know. I had something that I wanted to say. Oh, yes. I said, like, what are those, because I have never heard of those sites before.
Yeah.
And that just got me thinking about, like, how YouTube has a massive monopoly.
Oh, yeah. We also are going to be uploading to YouTube, as the video viewers can see. But we just haven't yet. And one of our videos won't be up. The Mara and Josh one won't be up because I couldn't find the camera. Ooh. That's kind of embarrassing. But, you know,
well,
life goes on.
You win some, you lose.
Yeah. Plus, I don't think anybody would stick around for a 50-minute podcast, video podcast. But we made it interesting. We had some fun. We had some Mad Libs. We had some...
I think video podcasts actually retain my...
Really?
Interest more. Just because, like, then you got something to look at.
Yeah.
But with, like, a straight audio podcast that's on YouTube, it's just the same static image. And I just can't...
Oh, yeah, I don't like that.
I can't, like, focus solely on that.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to what I was saying. It's kind of insane how YouTube has, like, a massive monopoly over, like, all of just straight-up video creation.
Yeah.
Like, where else do you post videos that aren't, like, horrific? Like, LiveLeak or, like, Vimeo?
Yeah. WorldStar?
Nah, WorldStar is cool. Those aren't horrific. I like WorldStar.
WorldStar's video quality, it's not their fault, obviously, but people who upload to WorldStar's video quality is kind of something else. It's not great. But, you know, people are getting out there making what they want to make, so...
Well, that's kind of, like, different videos. That's, like,
Fighting videos.
Yeah, but also just, like, live.
WorldStar!
That's, like, a whole different genre, kind of. That's just, like, live videos of, like, crazy shit.
Yeah.
It's not... I feel like TikTok is kind of more closer to YouTube.
Yeah.
Just because it's more based on, like, personalities and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Vine recipes.
Dude.
I miss Vine. I know that's really...
What happened with Vine?
Yeah, I don't know how TikTok's been lasting this long, but Vine is just... Vine died. Well, I just don't understand it. I think Vine just invested poorly.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Because,
and I guess TikTok invested extremely well. Yeah, but also, they're owned by, like, a Chinese company. So.
Yeah. And how they don't just give out money for making content, ads and stuff. They give out money for, like, you have to go live and have a certain... And you have to have a certain amount of followers to be able to go live, which is actually really interesting. So you have to get famous before you can start making money. Unlike some people who get ads, like, when they're semi-famous... You know?
How many followers do you have to have?
I think 1,000, which isn't, like, famous, but, like, 1,000 people is a lot of people.
Really? Only 1,000?
Maybe it's more, like, hang on.
I feel like that's so easy to get on TikTok. Sorry. Not that I'm a TikTok expert, but just, like, you can, like, those videos are at least 6 seconds. So yeah. you can scroll through, like, so many a day. Way more than you could YouTube videos. That's why, like, having 1 million subscribers is...
Crazy.
Crazy.
Even having 100,000 subscribers is crazy. 100,000 people watching you,
mm-hmm.
like, that's a lot of people. Obviously, yeah. not in the big scheme of things, but...
And obviously, it's not, like, every video, every subscriber is watching. But I feel like, definitely for TikTok, like, a large percentage of the active users that follow you probably see your content.
Yeah.
Just because... It's so quick. Okay, we should... I don't want to talk about TikTok anymore.
Yeah, me neither.
This is... I wanted to talk about YouTube, and then it just spiraled into...
Into other things.
Yeah.
What else do you...
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of, I just played, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. I finished it.
I'm getting it in a few weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, for Christmas, obviously. So I'm very excited, so don't spoil it, please. I'm very excited for it. I've looked at it. I've watched the trailers. I haven't watched anybody play it because I don't want it spoiled.
But yeah, it's so good. It's really? Like it I am not a fan of the new Star Wars movies.
Really? Yeah. I don't think they're
I don't like the direction that they went in.
Yeah.
I think they should have focused more on... Like, because, spoiler alert, Luke starts his own Jedi Temple.
Yeah, but that's...
And then... Year. And then in between the movies, they don't even show it happening. In between the movies, they all die.
Yeah.
They all die. By one of them.
By one, who's the new bad guy? And they don't even, like, describe it well in the... They're just like, yeah, he kind of just... He thought that Luke was going to kill him, and then he went on a rampage.
So basically, essentially, the whole original trilogy has no consequences at all. That's why I hate prequels. Because there's never... Like, they never add anything to the story. It's always like, these are the events that led up to this event.
I don't mind prequels. I always thought prequels were interesting, just because, like, I like seeing what led up to events. Like, you know, history. That's why I like history so much, because I like seeing what led up to where we are now.
The only prequels that I enjoy are actually the Star Wars prequels, and not because they're horribly written, but because they, like... take place in just, like, such a unique era from the original story that it's basically, like, a brand new thing.
Yeah. It's not... It's nothing... It's... The only similarities they have is the Emperor and Anakin, which is...
Yeah,
and... technically not even that similar. They're not even, like... They are similar. Like, the... Obviously, the Emperor. And then there's Obi-Wan, but he's just kind of a kook in the... in the newer... In the older movies. Just kind of... Like, Yoda was... That's how I see it. Like, all the Jedis that were in the Jedi Temple just kind of went crazy. Which is understandable, because all their friends got killed. Like, yeah. If all my friends got killed, I think I'd go crazy, too.
Yeah. But I think it's kind of cool how they had, like, two old masters.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were actually both, like, unique. Like, Yoda yeah. was an alien. And, like, very Obi-Wan alien. Was just, like... A secret old man.
Yeah, humanoid old man. Where was he? He was just in some random.
He was on. He was on. Tatooine.
Yeah, Tatooine. Okay.
Tatooine.
What did I say?
You said Tatooine. It's Tatooine.
My bad. Sorry, Star Wars fans. I didn't mean to offend you. I just haven't watched it in a while, and I need to.
It's okay. We are offended, though.
I believe you. I'm a Star Wars fan. I just couldn't remember what it was.
Anyway, I wanted to ask this earlier, but what is on your Christmas list?
Oh, obviously, the Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Money. I'm getting an audio interface so that we can record better and have more mics set up around the room rather than just the one we have. We have two, but this one right here doesn't work at all if we have this one turned on, because it kind of freaks out. It goes like, and just kind of cuts out a lot. And then
wait, then why don't we just use that one? That one's way cooler.
Because I like where it's sitting. and I don't want to move it.
Yeah.
I'm being kind of selfish with that, but that's okay. The sound quality is good here. It's just kind of weird on the first one. And I couldn't figure out why, but this one was quieter than this one for a little bit. And I just, like, I just had to get it set up because we were about to film. We had to record with Mara and Josh, so I was just kind of like, let's get it done. And then I'm getting... Yeah, that's... Oh, I'm getting some Converse, and then that's about it. That's all I really want. Mm-hmm. What about you?
I want money, but for a specific reason. I'm starting to invest in the stock market.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I need to do that.
Very important. No one else should do it other than me, because I want all of the stock money. So don't. So no one else invests in the stock market, because it's mine. And then I sent my mom a huge list of SoundCloud rapper hoodies. Not like SoundCloud rappers. Not like the e-boy type.
Yeah.
But like actual like decent rappers okay. that aren't like garbage. Like I put on like Lil TJ. I put on Roddy Ricch. I put off Chef G, rest in peace, Chef G, rest in peace. Who else did I put on there? I put on Ski Mask, just like a ton of rappers that, like, if you like rap, you should check out some of those names.
Ski Mask is bigger than a SoundCloud rapper, though, now, isn't he?
That's where he's.
No, yeah. No, I was just wondering, because I know I've heard that name.
Well, like, I think all of those rappers that I mentioned have
at least a little bit.
Have ascended from SoundCloud.
Oh, yeah. I haven't heard of the other ones, but I have heard of Ski Mask.
Yeah, I will. Do you like rap?
I don't like hard rap. I like just kind of like chilled R&B rap.
Oh no, this is like hard rap. Like this is like murder music.
Oh, yeah.
That's a way that I heard rap described.
As murder music?
Yeah, I think it's pretty, like, badass.
Oh,
But anyway, I sent my mom a list of a ton of, like, rapper hoodies.
Yeah.
Because I have, like, no hoodies right now, and I need some.
I have so many hoodies.
I have no hoodies at all, and I used to have so many.
Yeah.
And, I'm getting a better camera. One that's not broken.
I also need a better camera, but I think that's what I'm going to use my money for.
Yeah.
I'm going to use it to get a soundboard so we can have also more mics, and then I'm going to get a camera so we can not have one angle here, but, you know, if I was cool, I would have, an angle here where we'd have here or, like, right on this side of the thing so it wouldn't be in view.
What's popping?
Poppy.
Sorry, I'm just
throwing some gang signs. I don't think you should do that. That's how we get killed.
No, I see, like, I've gotten really good at faking gang signs. Like, when I'm doing, like, shit like this, like, most of these, like, aren't, like, okay, I think, like,
some of them are.
I think, like, three, maybe four of those were gang signs, but most of it's just me, like, moving my fingers in random ways. Don't tell anyone. Don't let it get out.
Okay, I won't tell anyone. Your secret's safe with me, Brian.
Thank you.
Alright, I think that does it for this episode.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you think so? You think it's a nice ending talking about your gang signs? Or you want to go on a little bit more? We're at 30 minutes right now, so we could just...
Oh, yeah. Let's just, do we have an outro?
Not yet. I was thinking about just like, it just kind of cut out and then police sirens would go on.
Oh, yeah. Just, like, maybe we could just, like, ramble on forever.
Or you just ramble on until it gets really quiet and quiet. Like, a lot quieter.
Like, maybe something like this.